Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson in studio, the Director for Programs and Outreach at the North Berrien Historical Museum. Welcome back to the microphone, Peter Cook. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing all right, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you. Now, we skipped a month here because we didn't really talk last month much about things going on. And so I thought it was really important that we got back in touch with you about what you've got some things coming up at the North Berrien Historical Museum. You've got a couple of events, I guess we could call them, coming up. Before we get to those, give us a little background on the North Berrien Historical Museum and what you do there, Peter.
So the North Berrien Historical Museum is located at 300 Coloma Avenue in Coloma, Michigan.
And that means to me what? Give me a landmark. So
it's right across from the high school.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's the easy way.
Yeah. That's a good landmark right there. The society has been around for just over 50 years now, and the museum's been there for a little over 25 years.
At that location.
The physical building,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And we cover the history of Coloma, Water Valete, both the cities and townships, as well as Bainbridge and Hager townships. And, you know, it spills over, obviously, into Benton Harbor and St. Joe to an extent as well. But we focus on the North Berrien area, and We try to provide, you know, not only artifacts and information on local history, but we do programs regularly the third Tuesday of every month where we have presenters come out and talk about various historical topics. They aren't always local necessarily. They sometimes reach wider, wider range.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, it may not be something, an event that's local, but it has a local interest in it. That's the great thing. How do you decide what types of topics to talk about? Do you have a group of people that get together, or is it all you? Or
that's mostly us working in the office. The staff kind of brainstorm, spitball ideas. It's a lot of it's also just talking to, you know, not only society members, but talking to people locally about what topics are available. I'm from Kalamazoo, so I'm a year into my job, but I'm still learning about what's here, what the history is here, and who talks about stuff.
You and I share a common interest in, I love history, and so I'm intrigued by learning about, and I've said this before, how do you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been? And I stole that line from somebody. I've used it many times, but so you're about a year into your job now.
Mm-hmm. Just over a year.
So real quick, what'd you do before this, Peter?
I was working at Lowe's for 11 years.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to want to get into history, so to speak, then?
Well, when I went back to school about 7 or 8 years ago, I found that history captivated me more than any of the other topics, and I really liked how it provides context for any kind of interest you have. You go back, everything has a history.
Exactly.
And so found out when I was looking into going to Western Michigan that they had a public history program. And here I am.
And that intrigued you enough to be able to want to do something like that. So
yeah.
Great. I was like, a little history before we move on. All right. So coming up on Saturday the 17th, we have something called Agriculture History Day. Tell us a little bit about first, how did you come up with this event? You said you reached out to some of the people in the community and you brainstorm a little bit.
Yeah.
How did you come up with this event coming up?
Well, a couple of years ago, we opened up the Southwest Michigan Crate, Basket, and Veneer Machinery Collection. Try saying that five times fast.
Yeah, exactly.
We opened up that exhibit at the museum. And that had been donated to us. It was a collection of machinery by two Berrien County companies, Saranac and St. Joe Ironworks, who made the machines that made the produce containers, the wood produce containers. That those were donated by Sam Monty of Monty Package Company.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Monty.
I'm not. Yep.
They're out of Riverside, and Monty Package Company has been around since 1925. It was founded by Sam's father, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam took over in 1959, I believe.
Okay.
And he had a plant in Shelby, and that's actually as well as in Riverside. And that and the plant in Shelby is actually where the machines that we have on display at the museum came from, that location. In 1995, they stopped making the wood containers.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like corrugated cardboard containers that they make. But he decided, you know, that there was a lot of... There was a legacy to them,
sure.
You know, especially with the Benton Harbor Fruit Market and the Fruit Belt all being located in this area.
Part of the Fruit Belt, right?
Yeah. So he had his own museum for a number of years, and he donated those, and we opened it up at our location at the North Barron Historical Museum.
So you're going to kind of do a little celebration of Agriculture History Day then on Saturday the 17th, right?
Yep. We're going to kind of celebrate the legacy of the wood containers and as well as the Benton Harbor Fruit Market. And, you know, so we're asking anyone that's ever worked with bushel, berry, and other wooden containers to join us. It's kind of, you know, function as a soft reunion as well. And we'll have snacks and refreshments. That's going from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
On Saturday.
On Saturday, August 17th.
Yeah. So that's the legacy of wood containers in the Benton Harbor Fruit Market from noon to 4. But there's other things going on in celebration of Agriculture History Day.
Yes. So there will be at both noon and 2 p.m., Sam Monty from Monty Package Company He will be coming to give tours of the basket-making machinery collection that
we
have. And he is... fascinating to talk or to listen to talk about those, because you know he was there for it all. He has some stories, and I always enjoy listening to Sam talk about those.
So he's doing two different
there's two different opportunities to listen to Sam talk that day,
and then again at 2.
Yep, indeed. So he'll be talking about, you know, the Benton Harbor Fruit Market, Monty Package Company, Saranac Machine Company, and St. Joe Ironworks.
Yep. And then there's something at 1 and 3 also.
There is. So we're also doing a kids program. I'll be heading that up. That's going to be at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Harvesting History, Picking and Packing the Fruit Belt for Kids. So that's kind of aimed at kids ages 6 through 12, and they'll learn through craft making about the significance of Southwest Michigan's fruit belt and how it supplied markets in Chicago and beyond. All kids participating will walk away with their homemade craft. We're going to be making little baskets.
Fun.
Going through a little basket making program with them and give them a better understanding of local agriculture and its history and significance. And there's also another opportunity that day. We looked into making actual weaving wooden baskets that day as well.
Okay.
And we decided that it was more of a 12 and up type of deal. And so we're asking anyone over the age of 12, and that's including adults, you know, that they can contact us about signing up for that, because it's there's limited capacity for that program. So if anyone's interested, that's going to be starting at 2 p.m. that day.
Okay.
And that'll be overseen by one of our board members who does basket weaving at the Senior Center in Coloma. And so it probably will take about 2 hours. We all got to go and try it out to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
And I walked away with having made a basket.
Nice.
Something I had never done before.
I always hear classes about underwater basket weaving, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah. if you are interested in participating in that program, you can call the museum at 269-468-3330. Once again, that's 269-468-3330.
Okay, so that's coming up Saturday the 17th from noon to 4. Lots of things going on. Talking with Peter Cook, Director of Programs and Outreach at the North Barron Historical Museum. Peter, we've got about 2 minutes left, but I want to make sure we touch on the one coming up on Tuesday the 20th, When War Came to Door. And when I say door, I don't mean D-O-O-R, I mean D-O-R-R. Give us a little rundown on what's happening on Tuesday the 20th.
So when the war came to Door, that is Door, Michigan, which is just south of Grand Rapids. And in 1945, a Fugo balloon was found in war. And now we probably, many of us probably don't know what a Fugo balloon is.
Yeah.
Those, they're also known as fire balloons, and that was a weapon launched by Japan during World War II. It was designed as a cheap weapon intended to make use of the jet stream over the Pacific Ocean,
sure,
and which they flew about 35,000 feet up in the air on the jet stream, and they were intended to wreak havoc, drop bombs on American and Canadian cities, forests, and farmland. They were not really successful overall in what their intention was.
You don't really know where they're going to go, you know?
No, but it was a scientific marvel as the first experiment with the concept of an intercontinental ballistic missile. And there actually were six casualties in Oregon from a Fugo balloon, and one landed indoor. It was found by three school children.
Right.
And Valerie Van Heest, who is an historian, a museum exhibit designer, as well as a shipwreck explorer. She's been working with the Byron Center and the Air Zoo on creating an exhibit that will be at the Air Zoo in Portage, Michigan.
She'll be talking about that.
She's coming down. This is one of the first public discussions she's had on it. So we're really excited to have her come down and talk about that on August 20th.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 p.m.
That'll be at the museum.
That will be at the North Bryan Historical Museum, yes.
Awesome. Some great information. So don't miss out. Agriculture History Day, Saturday the 17th. And then when war came to Door, Michigan, Tuesday the 20th at 7 p.m. For more information, just contact the North Bryan Historical Museum. Peter Cook, the Director of Programs and Outreach with the North Bryan Historical Museum. Thanks for coming in. Looking forward to seeing these great things happening.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, Ray.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.